Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of No Rules, Just Mics of 2013. I hope everybody's having a great New Year. It is the 2nd of January, and I'm very, very happy to be back on the air. It has been a great little vacation that we've had, but we are back, and we are bringing it like we've never brought it before. Christian, are you still there?
I am here, my friend. Excited to go. I've got my delicious Dreaming Tree red wine next to me and ready to have some fun with everybody. Welcome to 2013 and our first show of the year.
Green tea? Wine.
Mm-mm.
Explain that.
Dreaming Tree wine. Dreaming Tree.
Oh, Dreaming Tree wine. I was like, yes, green tea wine? Because that'd be kind of badass.
Challenge accepted.
I think so. We need to find a place that does green tea mixed with like a Pinot Grigio or something like that. I think that'd be delicious.
If not, I'm sure you could make a delicious alcohol drink, period, with green tea. But yeah, we'll see what we can do. No, but Dreaming Tree Wine, named after a song by the Dave Matthews Band, and Mr. Dave Matthews himself has a hand in this wine, but it's quite delicious. They have some white wines as well. But I prefer the crushed red, which is what I'm drinking now. It's pretty tasty, so I highly recommend it.
It's a red wine?
Yeah, they have different, there's three different kinds, but yeah, I'm drinking a red wine. I don't normally like red wine, but I do like this one a lot.
Interesting, because I've become a red wine connoisseur.
I don't know anything about wine at all. You know, I couldn't tell you anything about what brands are good and all that kind of stuff, but I do enjoy this one. I'll have wine here and there, but, I don't know anything about it. I'm not one of those guys who's sniffing it and swirling it around and talking about tannins and whatever else is in wine, but it's got booze in it. It tastes good sometimes, so that's all I need.
So I have a funny story about that, actually. My aunts went up to, one of them is from L.A., and the other one lives on Long Island. And they went to, I think it was like Napa Valley or whatever, not to go to this wine tasting thing or whatever. And so they're standing in line and they have their wine glasses and they're pouring, people are pouring them, little bits. And, you can see people swirling it around and holding it up to the lights. And my aunts were, saying that, all the wines just kind of taste the same. All the red wines just kind of taste the same. So they're in this line, and they're getting this special premium whatever kind of wine that was made in, 80-something. And the lady in front of them goes, oh, do you smell the chocolate? And, there's a little hint of cherry and blackberry. And one of my aunts looked to the other aunt, and she's like, oh, what the fuck they're drinking? I just smell wine. I died when I heard that. Because that's really kind of how I drive. If it tastes good, I'm there. I don't care about, the grapes and the chocolates and the blackberry. Fuck that. If it's good, it's good.
With beer, I'll kind of get into that a little bit more with, craft beer. If we're just drinking cheap beer, I don't really care. But, if we go to a place around here that has, specialty beer, I'll get a little bit into the taste of it. But not to that extent where I'm trying to pick out each and every ingredient. Yeah, I get why people might have fun with that, but when it comes to booze, how classy can you really be? Because the whole point is to get you a little tipsy. If not more so, I don't understand why there's so much thought process behind it. But hey, to each their own, whatever.
I like vodka. It's no shame in my game. I think vodka is, probably the best liquor to drink. You don't get a hangover from it. You can mix it with practically everything. It tastes delicious in a dirty martini. It's just the best. But you have different layers of good vodka. You have like Fleischmann's and Taka vodka, which is kind of like, crappy bottom of the barrel type of vodka, which most restaurants in the Low Country, in Charleston, I don't know if it's like that everywhere else, in the U.S., but in Charleston, I think it's Fleischmann's, which is pretty much everywhere. You can have like one or two, and it really kind of tastes a little, you feel it the next day, you have a headache and you have a hangover, it's gross. My two staple vodkas are Kettle One and I love Belvedere. I'm not a great fan.
Right.
I think it tastes a little sour. It's like the potato kind of went bad. So I'm more of like a Kettle One if I'm going to do like mid shelf, or I like Belvedere if I'm going to do top shelf.
I've had Kettle One. I do enjoy that. I'm not a huge liquor drinker by any means, but when I have had drinks mixed with alcohol, generally vodka. Kettle One, cool. Burson in the chat room here mentioned Grey Goose, of course. Most people enjoy the Goose. Outside of that,
I don't like it.
I really drink is, for those who aren't from Charleston, I know this is spread a lot across the country, but Firefly Sweet Tea Vodka is, I love
yes.
it. And I think guys and girls can both enjoy it. I know there's some girls who only will drink, you know, kind of fruitier liquors or whatever, but the sweet tea side to it kind of makes it a little bit sweeter, so a lot of girls like it. They also have, you know, like raspberry flavor, a lemonade mixture. Yeah, Firefly Vodka, if you find it anywhere, do yourself a favor and pick that up. I can drink that stuff on the rocks, and again, I do not like liquor normally, especially on its own, but yeah, for
right.
sure. And they have a coffee rum as well, which is pretty good, and then they have some what they call Southern Accent liquors, which are like weird Southern flavors, like pecan pie and peach cobbler or something, which I don't particularly care for.
Yeah, they lost me there.
Yeah, you know what, now that I said all that too, I think only the sweet teas are available. The lemonade one and the coffee one I don't think are available outside of the actual distillery here in Charleston, just because of the ingredients they make. They don't stay on the shelf very long is what they told
yeah.
us when we were there one time.
I remember that.
Anyway, the vodka for sure is out there. I highly recommend that, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Just delicious. And again, can be enjoyed in many ways. You mix that with some lemonade, you know, like an Arnold Palmer style, that makes for a good night right there.
It is good. And for the people who don't know anything about South Carolina, it will say all over the internet that South Carolina's number one beverage or signature beverage is milk. I think that's bullshit. It is actually sweet tea. I think more Southerners
oh, without
have
a
sweet
doubt.
Tea in their blood than anything else in the entire planet. They love
yeah.
some fucking sweet tea. And it's
hell
not
yeah.
like the powdered Lipton iced tea. It's you get these tea bags and you steep them in hot water and you mix the hot water with cold water and you add an ass of sugar and you pop it in the refrigerator. You know what? I'm from New York, and I tell you what, this stuff is addicting. You've got to be careful.
Oh, yeah. It's better than the regular iced tea that I grew up with in the Northeast, no doubt about it.
And,
sweet tea is awesome
and,
when it's done right.
And me as well. So when you add vodka to it, I mean, it's
yes.
really kind of the shit. It's really good.
Absolutely.
So if you guys
yep.
have not been able to try it, go out to your liquor store and to your packaging store and request it, because I'm pretty sure the more requests that they get, the Firefly Distillery here in Charleston is more likely to send it. So it's delicious. Do it.
Yeah. I've heard of people back in Connecticut, you know, where I grew up, that it's made its way there. So it is stretching across the nation, but it's not everywhere quite yet. But I'm sure people have seen it, but it's delicious.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good.
So
while we're talking about drinking, how was your New Year?
My New Year was quite boring, which is okay, because, you know, I'm getting up there in the age. No. I had to work New Year's Eve night until about 7:30, so that kind of cut into any possible dinner plans or anything. Plus, the girlfriend has been sick, for those who tuned in last week. Was a week ago, actually. We were on Wednesday again. My girlfriend and I were both, actually at the time, I think it was just myself that was sick, and you were as well. My girlfriend had since gotten sick, pneumonia, the whole thing. So we didn't really have any plans, and I had to work on New Year's Day at 7 a.m., so I really was not incredibly disappointed that we didn't have any plans to do anything. Just came home, watched a little television, was in bed nice and early, called my family and said, hey, Happy New Year, I'm going to bed, don't call me at midnight. And then promptly went to sleep. So did not have, you know, and I called my parents, by the way, and I'm talking to my mom, everything seems normal, and then all of a sudden she's like cheering or something, and I was like, what? In the middle of me talking, and I'm like, are they watching a game or something? my parents apparently treated themselves and bought a Nintendo Wii, and they were playing the bowling game with my grandma, and apparently my grandma was kicking their asses on top of all of it. And so as I'm trying to talk to my parents, my mom, like, hands the phone to my dad, like, here, here, talk to your father. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. Usually, you know, it's like, hey, dude, would you like to speak with your father? He's right here. And I would say, sure. Just, like, throws the phone at him. He's, like, talking to me. He sounds all excited. He's like, oh, that's so much fun. And I was like, what, why did mom hand the phone to you? Like, I'm happy to talk to you, but usually, you know, I finish talking with her first. He was like, oh, it was her turn and we bowling. So I'm getting passed around on the phone. And I was like, you know what? I'll just talk to you guys later. So my parents had a way cooler New Year's than I did. But the small, little, tiny piece of fun that I had was the next morning, I was woken up very quickly. You know, it didn't actually keep me up or anything. But I was awoken by some text messages of friends from other cities, a couple here as well, saying Happy New Year. So when I was up at 7 a.m. at work, I promptly texted them all back, saying, oh, sorry, I was in bed, probably like you are now. Happy New Year! So I got a little revenge on them. So that was the highlight of my New Year. So I'm hoping you have a much better story than I do.
Kind of, yes. I definitely got drunk.
Nice.
We made it to New Year's, but I didn't watch the ball drop, and we didn't count down because I had a couple of martinis, and I pretty much forgot my name, and I was dancing in the middle of my living room. So that's kind of what happened. But prior to that whole inebriated incident, Montarua, which is my favorite Irish pub in Charleston, and probably in the entire planet, was doing an Irish New Year's, which was at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to their midnight or whatever not, which was really cool. So we were kind of doing Dublin time in the pub. So at 7
yeah.
o'clock our time, we were all wishing, you know, we're all screaming Happy New Year and drinking champagne and beer and Guinness and stuff like that. It was a lot of fun. It was really a lot of fun. I think it's too dangerous to be out on the roads at midnight and you know, partying till God knows what time. I'm just too old for that. So, like, the 7 o'clock thing was perfect for me because we were out and we were drinking and we did the thing. We came home and I partied my ass off and I fell into my Christmas tree. It was a really, really good time. It was a lot of fun.
Apparently you can't stay up so late, but you still got plenty of partying in as if you had stayed up nice and late.
Yes, but the good thing was is that I was at home, I was safe in my house, and all day yesterday I was passed out on the couch. I barely moved. If it wasn't for the fact that I need sustenance, I wouldn't have gotten off the couch. It was perfect. I loved it.
Yeah, while I was at work, I was, you know, I have access to a computer, as I mentioned numerous times, and it was pretty quiet most of the day. There was not a lot of people on social media or anything. I was pretty bored. I was disappointed. I wasn't getting any good stories from anyone. But that's probably because most people are hungover or still in bed. Periodically, people
right.
would pop up on Twitter saying, oh, I'm never drinking again. Oh, why did I drink so much? And similar stories. But for the most part, it was pretty quiet yesterday. Everybody was recovering and getting ready to go back to work for those who didn't have or who did have all that time off. Yeah, pretty quiet. So it seems like a lot of people in this area especially did a lot of partying. And speaking of New Year's, did you happen to catch the, I just thought of this now, the video with Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin? Did you see this?
I did.
Yes.
I did. And as much as I love Kathy Griffin, I think that was a bit much. Personally.
Kathy Griffin, for those who didn't see, she's done some weird stuff, as we all know, but she hosts, for whatever reason, the CNN New Year's coverage, which is kind of weird anyway that CNN does this, but last couple of years she's been a co-host with Anderson Cooper. And last year I think she, like, took off her shirt. I forget why. Like, she had a bra on, but still she did it. And then this year she kept, like, pretending to go down to her knees to try to give Anderson Cooper a blowjob or something, which, as everybody knows, Anderson Cooper is gay and not interested in a blowjob from Kathy Griffin, nor would he be anyway because she's not exactly the most attractive woman in the world. But I kept going for it, and it was like this little joke just, like, kept going. Like, she would not stop, and she was making a little innuendo, and Anderson made a good comeback. You know, she said something like, hey, is your sack down there or something like that? And he was like, oh, I don't have any sacks of toys for Christmas down here. Like, he was quick on his feet, and it just was odd to see anyway, but especially on CNN, I'm like, what has happened to news media when this is what – I'm turning into CNN for coverage of the you know, the ball dropping in Times Square, which is kind of weird anyway. And then you're going to see Kathy Griffin continually trying to get on her knees in front of Anderson Cooper. It was really, really awkward and painful to watch. And I, yeah, if you haven't seen it, you can find it pretty much anywhere on the internet. TMZ has it, I know, and you can just Google search it. I think it's on Huffington Post. It's on pretty much every news site out there because it is awkward and painful to watch.
Yeah, no, for me, I thought it was kind of interesting because, you know, this is the first year that that Anderson is doing the whole New Year's Eve thing as an openly gay man. So I think, you know, it was nice to see him kind of loosen up a little bit and kind of have fun and own the fact that he's an open gay man, which, you know, I completely support. And as much as, you know, he says in interviews that, you know, I live my life as an openly gay man, you really don't when you're on television because, you know, you just don't. If it's not public, you just don't. So I think it was nice to kind of see him loosen up a little bit. Kathy Griffin really kind of pushed the boundaries for me. I thought it was a little tasteless.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kathy Griffin in general, she is just kind of naturally pushing those buttons and kind of being provocative, but on the edge of kind of raunchy. Not really the avenue for that, especially on CNN. But, you know, I kind of get where she's coming from and, you know, just wanted to have a good time. So I won't down the chick. I think she's awesome. I think she's kind of cool. She's really, really funny in her stand-up shows, but I think she pushed it just a little too far for my taste anyway.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of hers to begin with, so, but I'm glad to hear that I'm not just saying that, you know, saying that it was kind of out of place and not fun to watch just because I've never really liked her as a comic or anything. So I'm glad that you agree with me on that. It's not just I don't really like her kind of thing. But anyway, that just kind of popped in my head. It's just an image I wish would go away, but sadly I cannot unsee the horror that was Kathy Griffin pretending to go down on Anderson Cooper.
Right. It might be her New Year's resolution. It might be her resolution. She might be wanting to turn all the gay men straight.
Yes, and if there's a woman to do it, it's absolutely not her, that's for sure.
I agree.
I mean, New Year's resolutions, I know, you know, you were telling me about a list that you saw. I didn't actually see the list yet, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the number one thing on there is probably lose weight. That's what most people do. So that's what I'm going to say. I know you have the list in front of you.
It is the number one thing, according to Time Magazine, the number one New Year's resolution is to lose weight and or get fit or eat healthier and diet some form of variation or the other.
Sure.
Which, you know, I'm all about. We're going to get to that in just a minute. The second one is actually quit smoking, which I think it was about 60% of the people who go through the whole quit smoking thing actually go back to smoking. So it's going to be about 40% of the people whose New Year's resolution is to quit smoking, 40% of them actually do quit smoking, which I think is really awesome.
That is great.
It's not cool. It's just not cool to do. And then the third one, which I thought was kind of lame, learn something new. And I'm assuming that's like photography or learning a different language, which is fine. This is Time Magazine, so they really don't have the most fun stuff, but I just thought it was really interesting.
They probably made it kind of vague because people probably, like you said, they probably submitted something very specific. So they probably just kind of broadened it to be learn something new. But, yeah, like you said, by itself it seems kind of lame. But I bet there's some really cool, very specific things that people wanted to learn. That's not a bad one. I don't like resolutions just because most of them fail or you forget about them or they're not really well thought out for some people. Well, for me anyway. I know some people think about resolutions well in advance and really dedicate themselves to it, but I never really have. It's usually when I did think of a resolution, it was like on the spot because someone else on New Year's Eve asked me, and I was like, oh, I'll do this. And it is
right.
I think that's a good one, to learn something new. I think that's, you know, again, I should make it more specific, but no, I think that's a good one. Everybody should always be trying to learn more and you know, be a smarter person, be a more well-rounded person. I think that's a pretty good one. I like that one. I know you didn't at first, but I like it. Continue, please.
It's good. The next one says get out of debt and or save money, which I'm cool about that. I think that's cool.
I should do that, but that's neither here nor there. Continue.
Yeah, we all should do that. The next one is spend more time with family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to say this up front before I make my joke. I love my family. I think I have a really, really good family, but there's a lot of people who are like, I really want to spend less time with my family.
Yeah, right. I believe it.
But for you, it's probably different. I mean, you're 700 miles away or 800 miles away from your family, so
yeah.
You're probably wishing that you can spend more time with them.
Absolutely. If money wasn't an object, that would be a more strict goal for myself. I try to go home as much as I can and see them, but it's tough. You know, between money and, you know, having friends and a life here, yeah, it's hard. But if I had enough money to go home once a month, I would definitely do it. So I love my family. I'm not one of those people, even though I did move away, it had nothing to do with them, that's for sure. I'm not one of those people who dislikes their family or has a dysfunctional, at least my immediate family is not dysfunctional. Outside of them is a little bonkers, but yeah, I'm definitely not one of those people. So yeah, if I could, I would love to have that as my resolution, spend more time with them. Now, with that said, I'm still going to try my hardest to see them as much as I can, but not something I have to really stick my New Year's resolution on.
Gotcha. This next one I want to know your opinion on. Traveling to new places. Where would you like to go if you could?
I love the idea because I love to visit new places. A couple of years ago, my girlfriend and I knocked out a lot of really cool places. We're a little bit behind in 2012, towards the end of it anyway. We started out pretty cool. But there's a lot of awesome places I love that I've been to. New Orleans, for instance, San Diego, New York City, of course. Amazing towns. But if I want to go somewhere new, I've wanted to visit Nashville for a while. I hear great things about there. I hear great things about San Francisco. It's supposed to be a super fun town to go to. Would love to do that. Now, there's amazing countries, of course, that I would love to visit, but I haven't even seen everything in the United States yet. So there's still a lot of stuff I want to do here stateside before jumping across the pond or, you know, whatever it may be. Seattle, I've heard, is a really kind of funky place to go, and I would love to do that as well. So I think Nashville, Seattle, and San Francisco are probably my top three right now. I've heard great things about all three of those places and would love to go see those. What about yourself?
In the States, I'd like to go to Mesa, Arizona, because I hear it's amazing. I've been to Colorado. I was actually in the process of moving there before I met Matthew, so I'd love to go back.
I've heard awesome stuff about Colorado. I've heard it's a really cool place, whether you like skiing or whatever. Just like the bar scene is fun, especially in the college towns like Boulder and Denver, the big city. But I've heard good things. And the first one, what was the first one you said?
Mesa. It's in Arizona.
That's what I was going to say. I haven't been to Mesa. I've been to Phoenix / Tempe, like that area, a long while ago, college. Loved it. Similar to where we live now as far as, like, warm weather pretty much year-round. Ungodly hot in summer, I'm sure. But really cool town. And Arizona State University is there, and really cool college town, lots of bars, lots of fun stuff to do. I'm on board with your Mesa. I say go do that for sure.
And I want to go to Massachusetts. I've never been to Massachusetts.
Really?
I've never been. I hear they have really good lobster, and one of my favorite musicians, I think either lives there or used to live there or whatever not. But regardless, they have really good food, and I love the little, especially like the Cape Cod area. I'd love to go there because it's all like these little bed and breakfast, and they have really awesome restaurants, and you can go and you can grab, you know, your lobster out of the water itself, and then they cook it right there for you. I would love to do something like that. I think that'd be really awesome.
I've been to Massachusetts, obviously, a ton of times, having grown up in Connecticut. Actually, I was closer to the Massachusetts border than Rhode Island or New York borders of Connecticut, so really close. Springfield, not a whole lot to see there. The Basketball Hall of Fame's there, so that's, like, the only thing to do there if you're into basketball. But Boston, awesome town. tons of don't get me wrong, I don't like Boston sports and such, and there are some things I don't like about Boston. New York City is far greater.
Yep.
For numerous reasons, which I can get into another time. But we do have good teams, lots of bars. You know, there are sports teams there. I don't like them personally, but still fun to go see and maybe root on the other team. So Boston, you can pretty much do that year-round. Cape Cod, you got to do it in the warmer months. It's dead in the winter. But you're right, lots of bed and breakfast, lots of little, you know, like seafood shacks where they're bringing in fresh seafood every single day. Lobster, like you mentioned, you know, clams, the whole thing. Clam chowder, of course, is huge in Cape Cod and Massachusetts in general.
Yep.
So, yeah, absolutely. If you go to Massachusetts, you can only go to one place. I would say Cape Cod's the way to go. It's just a little bit, it's definitely nicer to look at than Boston is. Doesn't quite have the history that Boston does, but, yeah, if you can only go to one, I would definitely say Cape Cod. Beautiful in the summer months and lots of cool stuff to do, whether it's on the water or near the water. Really cool place. So,
yeah.
That's a good one.
That's my goal. The next one is be less stressed. I don't know how to make that happen. I think that life in general, especially in, like, 2013, I think life is just stressful. You just have a lot of shit that you have to worry about.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're just over-stressing about stuff that you really don't do a good job of controlling, maybe you need therapy or something. Yeah, that's kind of a strange thing, less stressful. You can't really dictate how your life's going to go in most instances. That's kind of strange.
Yeah. The next one is volunteer, which I completely agree with. I'm down for volunteering.
And, you know, I don't have a hard and fast New Year's resolution, but the 26 acts thing, which we've talked about before, is something that I've tried to own a little bit and tried to push here in Charleston, and I've mentioned it to people and promoted it via Twitter. I've done it here, whatever. That's something that I just wanted to personally keep going in the new year. Was don't let, you know, after the Newtown tragedies, don't let a few weeks or a month pass and it kind of fades away. And you can already see that it's not as big as it was in the days after the shooting, you know, when Ann Curry first mentioned the 26 Acts of Kindness movement. You can already see it fading from people's memories. And so my goal was to, you know, for at least me personally, because you can't control other people, just try to keep it going and keep trying to do those random acts of kindness. I know Mr. Chris Person in our chat room has been doing a lot of stuff. We mentioned it last week, some of the things he's been doing, and he continues to do it. He actually donated today to the Sandy Hook Support Fund, so thank you for that. I know you did as well, Topher. That was earlier, but Burson was on my mind because he had just done it. But he's on board, he says, for that, and he said in the chat room. So that was, I don't have a New Year's resolution, really, but that's something that I have told myself that I want to keep doing as the year goes on, and I know you're on board with that as well. It might not be a quote-unquote resolution, but definitely something I know that you'll probably be doing as well.
Yes, yes. I definitely want to get more into the volunteering, which leads us to not so much a secret. I know I called it a secret on Twitter, but not so much a secret, more of a challenge. What I'm wanting to do is, you know, you see all these Weight Watcher commercials and everything that's on TV, and you see Jennifer Hudson, who looks absolutely fantastic, and she's lost all this weight, and she looks great. I think that it would be really fun for No Rules, Just Mike's to do a Weight Watcher challenge, and I will put myself up as the guinea pig. So if anybody else wants to do it, I think it'd be a lot of fun to do it as a group. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to follow the Weight Watchers diet strictly for 90 days. And my goal is to see how much weight you can actually lose in a 90-day period just by doing the Weight Watcher diet. I've done it before, and I've lost about 35 pounds by doing it. So I know that it works, but I think it'd be something fun for the No Rules listeners and myself to kind of do, so we can kind of maybe get like a No Rules group together, and let's see how much weight we can really lose. I'm at 204 right now. I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm at 204, and my goal is to get back down to about 170. I lost weight probably about 7 years ago. I lost about 35 pounds about 7 years ago. And, you know, you work and just stuff like that, you tend to kind of steer away from from the habits that you know are better for you, and your portions get a little larger, and you know, you become a little bit more gluttonous over the years. So, you know, the weight just kind of slowly kind of comes back on. But I think it'd be a lot of fun to kind of publicize this and kind of, you know, put myself not only under my own hands, but under the hands of you and our listeners, and let's see how much weight we can actually lose in a 90-day period. And every week, what I'll do is I will do a weigh-in, and I will let you guys know how much I weigh each week, and we'll do a tracking of how much weight we've lost. And hopefully, maybe if we tweet this enough, we can get Weight Watchers to maybe sponsor this. Maybe.
Nice.
But we'll see. So if you guys are on board, you guys can Facebook me, you guys can tweet me, you guys can send me a personal message, or you guys can shoot me an email and let me know that you're interested in doing it. And I think it'd be a lot of fun if a group of us did it together. Because there's nothing better than starting the new year off by trying to be a little bit healthy. It's not a New Year's resolution per se. It's more of I know that it can work. I'd like to see it work again. So if you guys are interested, then I'd love for you guys to join. Christian, I don't think you can join.
No. That was my quick point I was going to make before being a little bit more serious about it. But iShine fan in the chat room says pretty much what I'm thinking of myself. They said, if I lose any weight, there will be nothing left on me. I'm already underweight for my age. For those who know me in real life, you know, not just from hearing me on the radio, or if you've seen, like, pictures that have been up on the site, you know, that I am on a little bit on the slim side. I am the opposite of you. I wish I could put on a little bit more bulk. Now, granted, muscle bulk is what I would prefer. But
thanks a lot.
I will absolutely be there with you in spirit is more of the point I'm getting toward. I know how hard it is to have a goal related to body image because it's hard to stick to because, like I said, I'm someone who wishes I had some more weight on myself. But, again, not just any weight. I would love to have some muscle on me, which I have none of this time. And it's hard. It's hard to stay focused. It's hard to stay motivated. You know, I've gone through periods just even trying to stay healthy, you know, like running or something. It's hard. I'll go through periods where I'll do it for, like, 2 or 3 weeks straight or every day for 4 days, and then, well, you know, I'll take a day off, and I'm doing it every couple of days, and then eventually just fades away. It's hard. So, and you and I talked about this a little before going on the air, you know, that this is something you were interested in. So, number one, I'll absolutely be there in spirit. I'm excited to see you do this and lose a whole lot of weight or, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for. I don't know if you have a number in mind. So I'm excited for you. I know that the people in the chat will be behind you as well and hopefully will, you know, maybe join in if it's something they've been thinking about doing and didn't have the motivation to do it previously. Now, like I mentioned to you the other day when we talked about it, is that I think for you especially, having announced it to everybody in the chat room, that, you know, and I don't know how many people are listening just aren't chatting, but that's a lot of people that will know what's going on and it'll keep you motivated. So I think that's pretty good. You know, when those days you're you know, feeling like you don't want to do it, you're like, oh, damn it, I can't go into that. On our show on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, like that plug, and have to announce to them that I didn't lose any weight or I only lost a pound or, you know, whatever it may be. So I think it's going to be really good for you, and I hope other people join in. And, you know, let's cheer you on, and good luck.
Excellent. Well, thank you. So I'll keep everybody posted on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/norulesjustmikes. We're updating all the time. If you guys want to tweet something, by all means, you guys can add anything you want to the page. It is your page. We create it for you guys to kind of add topics or add stories and stuff like that. So if you guys are interested, I mean, that is your page. We create it for you. So by all means, utilize it, and I will keep you guys updated with my Weight Watcher challenge. So I'm excited. So this is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited for you, and I'm excited that, you know, putting it out here in this public forum will be good for you as well. Just keep you motivated and keep you honest. Some people in the chat room, like we mentioned, iShine fan, you know, is kind of in my corner. We're gonna have to cheer you on and do our own separate goals. But other people are kind of going back and forth, saying that, you know, they've had problems with weight issues as well. So hopefully this will keep everybody motivated and in a healthy way, of course, and, you know, keep everybody excited and ready to go.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? I'm not promoting that you guys need to jump on board right away. Just like I have, always consult your doctor if you need to make sure that it's going to be the right decision for you. And, you know, Weight Watchers has been really awesome, especially over the last couple of years, because they really have honed their system to be a whole lot more user-friendly. You're not sitting there with this little slider thing to try to figure out how many points is this and how much portion size can I have of this. There's actually apps. You can get apps for your computer. You can get apps for your iPad. You can get apps for your phone that really make it easy. And they actually have one where it's a barcode, where you can scan the barcode as you're in the grocery store, and it saves that information and tells you what the portion size is and how many points it is per portion, which is really awesome. And, you know, that's going to make it a whole lot easier for me, because I think that it's easier. I don't want to sit there. I don't want to measure shit out. I really don't. I don't want to measure a little bit of this and a little bit of this and then figure it all out and add up the points and divide it by how many servings. I want it to tell me, if I do a cup of this, this is how many points it is. I want it to be easy. I want easy, because I don't like difficult stuff. I'm trying not to make this as difficult. I'm trying to make this as easy as I possibly can. And Weight Watchers really has kind of got it set up for you. And I know that right now, by the way, I'm not a paid spokesperson. I speak of truth because I've done it and I know that it works. So they're not paying me. Yes, they're not.
I wish they were.
But I know Weight Watchers, if you're listening, you need to pay somebody. I'm just saying. But I know that it works, and the system that they have now is much different from the system that they have that they had before. And it's all about portion control. It's not like you can't have this, and you can't go out with your friends and have a couple of drinks and food. It's all about just being mindful of what it is that you're eating. And you know, they even have like a little in the app, they have a little section where it's like, if you're going out to fast food, what kind of restaurant you're going to, and they really make it easy for you. So it's just a bunch of clicks and how much of a serving you really had. And I like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think Weight Watchers is good.
Sorry, I was just going to say, as easy as smartphones and tablets and things like that have made it for you to be distracted from doing tasks such as getting out and being active, they really can, if you put them to use the right way, they really can assist you. Like you said, you don't have to count out stuff. You can scan barcodes and they'll tell you stuff. You can plan your workouts and things accordingly. So if you have those smartphones, you have those tablets, which I know a lot of our listeners do, yeah, put them to use. If you have a goal like Topher's to lose weight, or even if you're looking to get more muscle, you know, do those types of workouts. They have tons of stuff out there. It can definitely work to your advantage.
Right. I'm by no means overweight, but I'm definitely overweight enough where I don't like it, you know?
Yeah, most people aren't usually.
Yeah, the way I have my staircase, I have stairs that kind of go up, there's a little landing, and then they kind of go up again. You know, by the time I get to the top of the stairs, there are days where, you know, I'm just kind of winded, and I don't like that. I'm 30 years old. I should be a whole lot healthier and a whole lot more in shape than I currently am, and I want to do something about it. Again, it's not a New Year's resolution. It's more of I need to take control of my life, because I know that I can be in better shape, and I've been in better shape than what I am. And I think in this case, I want to be honest with our listeners, because I mean I think that's the only way that I've been. I want you guys to know that this is something that I'm working through, and you know, joining me is a lot of fun, but you know, supporting me I think is more of what I'm looking for. I want you guys to be there to kind of, you know, you have my back and kind of keep me honest, like I said. So, with that being said, that is my goal. My goal is to lose pounds in about 3 months, which is doable.
You can do that. Absolutely, you can do that. So your goal is that. I don't have a specific one, but I'm going to say keeping the 26 acts alive as much as I can in the new year. In our chat room, we had some people chime in. Burson actually has 3. Always the overachiever on no rules, just Mike. Chris Burson had to outdo everyone. Seriously, good for him. He's trying to cut back on soda and sweet tea, so the sweet drink. Looks like he's going to be leaning more towards water and such. He also wants to do portion control with food, not eat as much. He also said he wanted to do a daily journal, which I highly recommend. I used to do that when I was younger. I had a journal, and it was really therapeutic to write. I've always liked writing. I recently bought a little journal that I will scribble in, you know, I'm bored or something's on my mind. Not writing as much as I used to, kind of drawing or writing down thoughts. It still is helpful. I recommend it. So I like his number 3 goal a lot. We got some more folks. Let's see here. Exercise more and eat right, which was on that Time top 10 list, of course.
Yep.
And it seems to be a lot of people's resolutions. So we got that in there. Other people said, nah, they never keep them, you know, so they're not going to be doing them. But, yeah, pretty much we got a few people in the chat room who are jumping on board with the New Year's resolution stuff. Some, you know, all kind of revolve around health, so that's a good thing. But there's some other ones. I like the journal one, like I said, and other people, you know, after we started talking about the 26 acts, Heather Ray mentioned that she's trying to do a fundraising page for the Polar Bear Plunge. So, you know, not resolution necessarily, but still a good deed. And, yeah, we got some good stuff going on. Our listeners are always on top of things, man. I'm always impressed. I never knew what to expect when we went live, but we get some awesome people who listen in to us that we greatly appreciate. And you guys got some good ideas, and good luck on all your resolutions, especially you, Topher.
Absolutely.
Since I will be seeing you more than the people in the chat room. But I'm excited for you, and I'm sure it's going to work out awesome, if not better than you hoped.
Yes, I hope so, too. I hope so, too. So we're going to move a little bit away from you know, health and really awesome things and being positive and taking control of your life and making sure that you have the best year ever. We're going to move over to Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
And
you know what? I wasn't going to talk about it, and I really wasn't going to talk about it, and I forced myself. I was like, you know what? I don't like them. I can't stand either of them. I think they're the worst people on the face of the earth. I don't want to talk about it, but I think it has to be said. Everybody probably knows that bitch is fucking pregnant by Kanye West. She's not even divorced from that other idiot. Seriously, I think it's all a big publicity stunt, honestly.
You know, with celebrities, especially fucking Kardashians, I wouldn't put anything past them. I want to believe it's not a publicity stunt because, I mean, Kanye West's career is as good as it's been, really. I mean, it's not, you know, I know he doesn't have, like, a solo album now. I know he has, like, a collaboration-type album that's out right now. But honestly, I mean, he's still selling out arenas. Kim still has, you know, TV. I hope to God. It's not a publicity stunt for that poor child's sake. That poor child, anyway, I feel bad for, regardless if it's wanted by the parents for the right reasons. I don't think there's anybody less suited to be parents, especially Kim. And I know I'm basing that off of small snippets that I've seen on television and on the news, and I'm sure if I was in her shoes, I would not have the most flattering things out there. You can't control your image as much when you're in the spotlight, but...
Ugh. Well, you have to have common sense. I mean, use common sense.
Ugh.
They don't have it. They want to be all over the place. They want to be everywhere. They always want to have their name and everything. I think I don't like it. It drives me crazy of how much publicity this group of family has for doing absolutely nothing.
Oh, well, that's a topic as well that you could touch on. You know, just like Paris Hilton, same thing. They're famous for not famous for being in movies or being musicians. They're just famous because they were on reality shows. And in Paris Hilton's case, famous for having a sex tape, which actually Kim Kardashian did as well. So pretty much they're saying it's the same thing, the same damn thing, and it's ridiculous. And you're right, it's disgusting. I saw something funny on Twitter. Where somebody, and I wish I could remember it now, but somebody said, well, you just know with Kanye's ego that the child's name is going to be Kanye, whether it's a boy or a girl. And I thought that was pretty funny because it's probably true. I don't know if I've ever seen someone with such a huge ego as he has. And, it, you know, not only is that just like, blah, because I'm tired of them and you wonder if it's a publicity stunt, but even, again, we go back to the celebrity news thing and what is news and what isn't. I think having a baby is news when people are popular and in the popular culture. I think that's news. That's fine. But when TMZ has a headline that they have it on good authority that the baby was conceived near the Vatican when they were there on vacation, really, do we need to know that? Do we need to know where the baby was conceived? Why? Why is that a headline that I'm seeing one day on my computer on multiple news sites, thanks to TMZ? Like, we do not need to know where this demon spawn was conceived. the whole thing, it just disgusts me. But here we are talking about it, so.
We are. But, you know, it was what I thought was really interesting, and I gained, I got a little bit of respect for their brother, Ralph Kardashian, Rob Kardashian. Sorry, I don't know any of these fucking people.
Really,
Rob Kardashian.
Bob Kardashian?
I don't know these people.
Yeah, well,
I'm glad you know. He took to Twitter and he said, I will make sure that I'm married before I have a child, which I thought was really cool. And it was really cool that he dissed his famous sister for being, you know, having, and both of his sisters, actually, that other one that looks like a horse also has two kids now, doesn't she? Something like that?
Yeah, she's not married. Yeah, and the other one, ironically, the one that doesn't look like any of them is the one who's actually married. And I don't know if they have a kid. I don't really care. But she's married to the basketball player Lamar Odom. But, okay, well, they're married, whatever. And that's the thing that bugs me the most about the Kim Kardashian thing. I don't care if people have kids and they're not married. That doesn't bother me, whatever. You know, as long as you're, you know, either doing it for the right reasons or if the child wasn't planned, okay, as long as you're going to do the right thing. That's fine. But, yeah, it's the whole thing stinks. Like, she rushes into a marriage, so it's good that she's not doing it again. But, I mean, if
she's
going to have more money.
She's still already married. She's still
married
to another guy.
I know. And, you know, the kid's going to have more money than God, regardless of if Kim and Kanye stay together. Because they've got so much freaking money, it's ridiculous. And hopefully, you know, he'll grow up with a good life with a nanny, perhaps. Maybe a nanny will take care of this poor child.
And I agree with you. I think Chris has a good point. I think Chris, you know, he said in the chat room, maybe the kid will turn their lives around. Maybe it will. Maybe they'll realize that
true.
They don't have to be so self-absorbed, and maybe they can think of somebody else for a change.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. I've had friends that have had kids and such, and I can't think of any that their life has continued the way that it was going with partying and things like that. It's mellowed people out, or at least they're not going out as much. So, yeah, absolutely, that could happen. I hope it does. Maybe Kim especially will put her career, quote-unquote career, on hold. Granted, I'm jealous. I would take her money for doing what she does in a heartbeat. But regardless,
really?
Real career. Hell yeah. If I have cameras following me around and they're like, hey, we're going to pay you millions of dollars, we're just going to follow you, I'd be like, okay, sure, absolutely. But
I don't want that.
I would not trade people's perception of me to be the same as what they think of her, but just if I was offered what she was offered as far as money and to do what she's done, I would. I don't think on the base level the stuff she's done is terrible or wrong. It's just when we've seen her, you're like, wow, she, whatever. Anyway, hopefully, bottom line is yes, I hope that the child will turn around. I hope everything works out for that child, because, you know, even though I joked about it, money is certainly not everything. But hopefully everything will be okay with that. Poor, poor baby. And let's never speak of this again.
Yes, I agree. We will not talk about any Kardashians ever, ever, ever again.
I one of them is going to do something really fucking stupid, and we're going to have to talk about it. But let's hope we don't have to.
Yeah, we can always hope. We can always hope. You know, and I think that, you know, pregnancies, I think, is going to be a big thing this year. For some reason, I think that 2013 is going to be the year of everybody getting pregnant. I know that I don't know if you guys watched the show Flipping Out on Bravo with Jeff Lewis, but his assistant, Jenny, I think her last name is Poulos, she just found out that she was pregnant also, so congratulations to her. See, people who do something in the world, I'm willing to talk about on the radio. People who don't do anything, I really don't feel like we should waste any kind of time on them.
True story.
Congratulations to you, Jenny Poulos, for having your baby. Just don't name it Jeff Lewis, because you already have one of those.
Before we move on from the Kardashians, I think Toku, who, again, thank you for being here, Toku, a normal, regular listener. He says, fuck the Kardashians. They are only good for one thing, opening their legs and taking it on camera.
Oh.
Well, that is,
there you go.
Quite true, actually. Burson then said, that just happened. I said, he nailed it. And then Burson said, was pun intended. So we just had a nice little repartee going on in the chat room. And, yeah, it's right. That's all the things. Well, they're famous because one of them did that, and then the rest of them got on TV because of it. So there's that. But yeah, not to take away from what
we're
you're
not
saying,
talking about these people anymore.
Right.
We're not talking about these people anymore.
Congratulations to, like you said, for people who are not famous for such nefarious reasons. Congratulations on the baby. But yes, well, please let us move on to other things as we are getting down. We're on the downside. The show is going quick. You know, no rules, just mics. We appreciate everybody listening. We got our last 10 minutes here, so we'll be able to cover a couple of things for you. But while we have a quick little lull here. Number one, thank you for listening. We cannot thank you enough for coming in. We see a lot of the same names in the chat room week after week, whether we change times or not. So thank you. We are normally on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so be sure to listen to us normally on those days. But once in a while, we jump around. To keep track, you can follow us on Facebook. Just search for No Rules, Just Mics. Up in that little search bar, you'll find us. Like us on there if you haven't already. You can also catch us on Twitter, at No Rules, Just Mics. We have individual Twitter pages. Mr. Topher is at iTopher2. Myself is at Seng225, which is S-E-N-G-225. And then we also have an email address, norulesjustmikes@gmail.com. So all sorts of ways to get in touch with us. We are just up on all the social media, except for Google+, because no one likes it. And... But no, thank you for listening. Be sure to keep in contact with us. Ideas, thoughts, outrageous accusations, whatever you want. Just get a hold of us on one of the social media sites. And thank you. Again, can't say it enough. Thanks for listening.
Yes. So I do want to plug a very good friend of mine. I hope to have him on the show very, very soon. He's a new author. He writes fantasy books. He has a book out called Task Force Gaia. And I'm going to put his Amazon page up so you guys can take a look at it. It's a reasonably priced. It's $13 for the book. It's a really, really good book. My goal is to have him on the show very soon. So I think that if you guys are interested in that kind of stuff, sci-fi, fantasy, Greek mythology, it's a very good book. I'm not going to say a whole lot about it. If you guys are interested in that kind of stuff, read it. Because my goal is to have him on the show within the next month or so. He's a very good friend of mine. I've known him for about 10 years now, and I'm so proud that he actually has a book out and that he's taking what he's been doing for about 20 years now, and he actually put it to – he's been writing a book for a long time, and he actually has it published. So, you know, Task Force Gaia is the book. His name is David Berger. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him on Twitter. He's a really, really good guy, and the book is just amazing. It's a very, very well-written book. I hope you guys pick it up, and I'm pretty sure you guys are going to like it.
Do I sense the beginnings of a No Rules, Just Mike's book club with Topher recommendations, kind of like Oprah used to do? That's what I smell right now.
No.
Are you laying the framework for this?
Topher's maybe.
Is Twilight book number one?
Hell no, no, thank you. No. I'd rather read the Yellow Pages. Sorry.
You don't care what happens to Bella and that other guy with the vampire teeth or whatever.
Nope.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, so no book club, but no, you're right. On your recommendation, and you've only recommended one other book to me, and it was A Home Run, which is The Prophet, and I know we've talked about that before. But I bought the book and plan on reading it before we have Mr. Berger on with us, so I'm excited to read it, and I know you've been talking about it, and yeah, excited to dive into the book and get out and get him on the show. That's going to be a lot, pretty exciting, as my dog viciously barks behind me. Sorry, everyone.
That dog is absolutely adorable, by the way.
How dare you.
I want to send good wishes to Hillary Clinton. You know, everybody knows that she had this blood clot in her brain, and she was recently released, so I hope that she does well, and I hope that she has a speedy recovery. I don't wish ill on anybody, whether you're Republican or Democrat, or you pick the garbage. I don't think anybody should suffer through any kind of awful things. I think everybody should deserve a good and healthy life, so I wish her, you know, the best of luck and speedy recovery, and I hope that she can get back to doing what she's doing.
And, you know, I think she was actually released today, which is good news, you know, not out of the, you know, completely cleared, I'm sure. You know, just because you leave the hospital doesn't mean everything is good. But yeah, I think I saw that she was released. She had a blood clot, but yeah, like you said, definitely wish her well. And I might have missed you while I was yelling at my dog, and you mentioned that, you know, no matter what your politics are, you don't wish anybody ill. George H.W. Bush has been in the hospital as well. So hopefully things
oh,
work
right.
out for him.
What happened
yeah.
to him? I wasn't paying attention to that. What happened?
Well, he's been there for a while, and he's had a couple different things happen while he's been there. Like, he's been in and out of intensive care, you know, being on, like, a liquid diet. He had a really bad fever at one point, and I think that was part of it. I think he's since been removed out of intensive care. But, yeah, he had, like, a really awful fever. I think he's been in the hospital. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, he was hospitalized way back November 23rd, you know, so well over a month ago. For a bronchitis-related cough. He was moved to intensive care a month later, December 23rd, because he had a fever. That's when he was on, like, a liquid-only diet. So he's been in the hospital since the 23rd. It started with bronchitis, and it's just kind of he stayed sick from there. But 3 days ago, he was taken out of intensive care, so it looks like he's on the upswing as well. So that's good. So a couple politicians from two different sides of the aisle are sick, and like you said, whatever you believe, you know, wish them well. You never like to see that even from people if you disagree with their politics. So hopefully both of them will recover here shortly. There's you know, and that was kind of two things that were in the news recently. Two things before I get to those real quick. I know we've been talking about gun control a lot. We touched on Newtown a lot in the days after that shooting. Another shooting happened in California, for those who didn't see. Two have died. Apparently there's some kind of fight at a sports bar spilled out into the streets. A guy, you know, shot some bullets. I guess it was a fight that somehow turned back. So there's a huge crowd and what have you. So we won't touch on that, but I just want to make sure that you are aware of it. Go check out the news about it. Another just awful situation where two people have ended up dead because of a gunfight. So just without getting political about it, it's out there. But the thing I kind of want to get your opinion on, and I know pretty much where you stand on these two issues, is with the new year, a lot of the new laws and regulations and things have gone into play in different states. The big ones from the election, besides, you know, the nominations and things, the two big ones were gay marriage in a lot of states was, well, I'm using a lot relatively. It was, you know, just a couple of states where they legalized
right.
gay marriage. And, of course, two states legalized marijuana in certain amounts and certain capacities. So, number one, as the new year came, pot clubs were opened in Colorado. You're not allowed to smoke marijuana out, like, out on the street, I guess, and you can't smoke where no smoking is not allowed. You know, wherever tobacco was banned, you can't smoke there. So they've opened up these clubs where people can bring their own weed, because I guess it's not legal to completely legal to sell quite yet. You can just have it on your person for medicinal purposes or for whatever. It's just not legal. I'm trying to understand the law, but that's my understanding of it as of this moment. So they've opened these clubs where you pay a membership fee and you can go in there and you can smoke. There's, you know, there's no ban on smoking. You just have to bring your own pot and you can smoke in there. So I thought that was kind of interesting and was kind of interested to see what you or people in the chat thought. And the other one was in Maryland, people were getting married. Gay couples started to get married. I obviously know where you stand on that, but we can touch on it if you want. But I think the pot club thing, I wasn't quite sure where you would think on that.
Yay, gay marriage. If you, yes.
Of course.
I know a couple of gay people. And as far as like the pot thing goes, it's going to be something that's just going to fizzle and fade out, and they're going to be lenient on the rules, and they're going to be harsh on the rules, and it's just going to be this whole big thing, blah blah blah. It's going to go the way of the dodo. So I'm not even going to talk about it.
No,
you know, it's something that's stupid. Whatever.
And you're smart, and you're smart because, as you said, that Mr. Burson in the chat room, always the wise one, says that the one in Colorado that I was just referencing,
right.
actually closed on the same day. Now I know their plan was to only open for like a day, then they would close and they'd move to a new location and the location would change, I guess. But he said apparently it closed as in like done, we're not doing this anymore.
Right.
So you're right. It's going to be a weird thing where there's that balance that they've had with medicinal marijuana where it's like it's illegal federally, but not on a state level. So sometimes the feds are going to swoop in. I don't know. It was interesting. We can touch on that more as it goes on. I know we talked about it after the election, but just something that was in the news. Now, Topher, you usually do this thing called the sign-off quote. You have failed us this week, but luckily I'm here to pick us up. I'm just kidding. I should be participating in the quote of the week more often. But I usually left it to you, but this week Topher was gracious enough to let me pick it up. Wasn't sure what I was going to do, but based on what we've talked about with 26 acts of kindness and wanting to keep that going, mine has to do with love and being nice to people. And it's from the person who made my delicious wine that was being drunk during the show, Mr. Dave Matthews. The quote is, "Love is not a whisper or a weakness." And I agree with that. Love should not be quiet. Love should not be something that's seen as weakness. It should be strong, be shouted out loud, and there's different ways to do it. So get out there and show everyone some love. Do not be shy about it. Do not be afraid about it. So I think he says it well.
Yep, absolutely. All right, guys, we're out of time. You have a great night.
Chris,
thank you so much. Everybody, Happy New Year. I cannot wait to see you guys next week.
We say it what we want. Give it to you nonstop. Any place, anytime. Not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll. We never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys.
Peace.